Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I'll give you new interviews just like this one every single week to keep up with those favorite artists, discover some new ones. Grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give this series a rating, leave a review wherever you're listening from as well. We've had some great guests drop by lately, like Broken Social Scene, Speedy Ortiz, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Trampled by Turtles, Marty Stewart, Ian Astbury of the Cults. We talked with Cassandra Peterson. You may know her as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Olivia Allen-Lynn, she's starring next to Toni Collette, and Mae Martin in Wayward on Netflix. Jeff Tweedy of Wilco was here. Mary Stuart Masterson, Rob Cordery, and Michael Chiklis all talked about The Senior, the new movie. Hannah Stocking, Madison Pettis, and Yvonne Orji all dropped by to talk about The Wrong Paris, out now on Netflix. That's what you can get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're going to be talking about Season 3 of Loot, with Michaela J. Rodriguez and Ron Funches. Of course, Michaela J., you know from Pose, or of course, Lutz. She's broke barriers as the first trans woman to win a Golden Globe. Ron Funches, meanwhile, might be the most cheerful man in all of comedy. You've heard that voice everywhere. Harley Quinn, Adventure Time, Trolls, pro wrestling commentary. He's saying father figure outside of a restaurant on New Girl. Together, they are back in this season 3 of Loot on Apple TV Plus, alongside Maya Rudolph and an incredible cast. And the pair are going to get into what it's like returning to the characters for a third time. We'll talk about how much of their real lives influenced the writing and the magic of collaborating with the show's team as well. They're also going to share what it was like filming one of my favorite episodes. It's the Nude Beach episode, and Henry Winkler is the big cameo in that one. So a lot of fun stories behind that one. We'll hear about how their off-screen friendships fuel the on-screen chemistry, and even a little bit what they got going on. Ron, he's always out doing his comedy tours, and Michaela J's got new music. In fact, it was just a few months ago she released her latest single, Two to Tango. So we're going to get into all that and more as we discuss Season 3 of Loot on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with Michaela J. Rodriguez and Ron Funches.
Hey.
Big congrats. I love this season so much. You guys are amazing in it, as usual.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's it like? Michaela J., maybe start with you here. What's it like? Because
three seasons in, right? Like, this is the third time you get to return to a character. Like, how easy is it to find that groove, to find that, because your character is so high strung anyway to be in that.
I think it's the people you work with, more importantly. And I have, am lucky and blessed to work with not only extreme professionalists and iconic people and who really take their craft seriously, but we really care for each other. Like, we have a deep rooted care for each other. And we also know that we both have a love for our craft. So I think it's really great to wake up in the morning and know I get to like see their faces every single day and smile and be happy. Like, I love when I get to see Stephanie and we talk about musical theater. I love when I see Ron and Joel and we're talking about games, Pokemon, Marvel Rivals. We do play it. And me and Maya were talking about fashion. I mean, the list can go on. It's a really great place to come into. And that's why our chemistry rocks on camera, because we rooted it and solidified it throughout these years and also just throughout our work.
Does playing someone so high strung like that, does that ever rub off? Like, just to be so tense?
No, Ron can attest to that. I am a fool and a half. I'm a whole fool. I'm not going to say a half anymore. I am silly backstage, so it does not rub off. And if anything, I run away from her if I can. Just if I were in real life to get a chance to say to Sophia, I'd be like, girl, you got to smell the flowers. You really do.
Well, Ron, for you, like, when do you all first learn about the story's arcs and everything? Because seeing where everyone gets to go this season, like, do you get to have opinions in it? Do you kind of take it as it is? How does that part of the process work?
No, it's a great collaboration. It's one of the best parts about this job was that they take a lot of our real life loves or situations that happen to us and ask if we're okay with using them in the show. And like the second season, my arc about pro wrestling and starting my own league was just all based off the fact that a couple of the writers knew that I had trained to be a pro wrestler and had a couple matches. So they were like, let's put that in the show. So usually, a few months before we start shooting, they'll kind of invite us in to the writer's room and kind of present what they're thinking and then ask us for our own input about what we'd like to do. And it's just become pretty easy because I think especially with the third season, they have a great handle on the character. So they just kind of told me what they were thinking and I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it.
That's it. Does it work the same way with the lines? Because Ron, you've got, some of those lines. I could write some down for every episode, but I picked two here with country musician Roger Clinton has a brother, which I thought was fantastic. And there's a ghost in the toilet and he wants to talk to you. Like, is that coming from the writers? Is that coming from you? Because that feels so very specific to you.
It's a mix. And I will say both of those were from the writers. It was a great collaboration with, they allow us to improvise. We're improvising all day long, but like the writing has gotten so good and so specific to us. Is one of my favorite things about the show is that they never write a joke that can be interchangeable. There's not a joke that comes out of my mouth that would sound natural coming out of Sophia's or coming out of Nicholas. They're all from a unique perspective. And so I think that allows a blend of where you don't know, was that improvised? Was that written? One of my favorite parts about being Howard is that I show up to work pretty much like Howard. She's probably the furthest from her character and I'm the closest because like I'll show up to work in my regular clothes and they're just like, oh, are you already ready? You're on set? We dress alike. We're pretty much the same thing. So it's just a fun place to be.
Speaking of clothes, I've got to bring up the nude beach episode with Henry Winkler, because I feel like that's going to be a pretty iconic episode, not just in this show, but maybe in TV history too there. I hope there's some television magic going on in there, but what was it like shooting that episode?
I mean, I enjoyed shooting it. I think on the personal note, when we were, behind the scenes, Henry was such a father figure. Like, he's such a sweet and generous person and soul. And I remember like him giving me a kiss on the forehead and I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me. And there are also moments I'm sure that you've had with him too, that like are like, he's amazing. I mean, what about you?
I run into him at dinner on occasion now. He come up and say hi to me. It's the best thing, one of the best things in my life. So I would say just being able to see a legend like that who still is down to play and down to be silly and was just so like inviting and complimentary of all of us. Like he was aware of our work and, you know, he still, if I post up comedy that I put online, he's one of the first people to leave any comments about how funny I am. It's a true like pleasure to get to work with him. And I just want to say we shot that in January. So it was cold. And for not just Henry, but for all the background, all the extras that were working that day, they really put in a lot of work and they were pretty much butt naked. So it was a lot harder than it looked. They made it look like paradise and fun, but trust me, they were cold and not feeling it. So it was, I'm glad you really liked that episode because it was a lot of hard work for them.
Yeah. Well, now I got a new respect for it. So on top of that, which by the way, I quickly point out because you mentioned your comedy, because I knew you got the comedy tour and Michaela J, Two to Tango, that latest single is so great as well. So I'm hoping that there's more new music behind that as well.
There is.
Yeah, coming soon. And I'll quickly just say what you all do with the real world reflections of the show. I know we talked about the comedy a lot, but you know, from the AI and what billionaires are doing and heck, I work in public radio, so the recension and all that, like seeing the way you all tell those stories is so important within this. It's just more compliments that I can give you all how this is all put together and the chemistry and the stories. So again, seriously, congratulations. And God, I hope we get to see so much more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Same. I really appreciate you saying that.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith. Okay. So that thank you to Michaela J. Rodriguez and Ron Funches. It was a bit of a short interview session this week. Sometimes that's how the dice shake, the cards roll. That's how it all comes out sometimes on these junkets. You know, some people, sometimes they don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to just include an old interview that has nothing to do with this week's featured interview with Michaela J. Rodriguez, with Ron Funches, or with Loot. But I was just listening to an interview I did with Janelle Monáe recently. And she's one of my favorite artists. Of course, she does both sides, the music and the acting. And I thought, well, let's just do that one because it's a great interview. It's a very fun interview. So you're going to get a little bonus here. Part two today. This is Kyle Meredith with Janelle Monáe.
Hi, how are you?
Let me say the Age of Pleasure is such a fun album and such a beautifully complex record that to the surface level of it and just about all the fun stuff, and then to dive into it, the musical complexities, I think I should just throw you the congratulations on this because once again you've done it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. I'm so happy you're enjoying it. Yeah. Like it really, really means a lot to me.
So starting with the words, one of the first lines we hear anyway is like, I'm not the same. I mean that's sort of the mission statement, I feel like, right at the beginning of it. How much of that is personal and like how you're feeling about yourself in that moment versus maybe the perception, I guess, of how other people see you?
I think that, you know, I actually was going to delete that off at the beginning, but my friends, you know, I wrote this album with friends and I felt super safe enough to sort of explore more parts of who I am as an artist. And, you know, that moment after like talking to them and listening to it just represented taking everybody along with me, you know, as I transformed and gave myself permission to enter this age of pleasure. So I guess, you know, super personal, you know, a personal moment that you guys were witnessing as I ushered into this age of pleasure, you know, where we are and giving myself permission to tap in, you know, even further.
Why did you feel like you wanted to delete it at one point?
Well, because it was me literally trying to find the note, you know, find how I was going to say something. And sometimes that's important. Sometimes the process of how somebody gets to become who they are or realizing, you know, who they are is important to see. So yeah. I thought that was it could be an important thing later on.
Well, also hearing about how, you know, Ali inspired that a little bit. I'm in Louisville
That's where I'm based. So I'm only about a mile and a half, I think, from his burial site right here. And
just legend, icon, just everything. That just
continues to inspire. I love hearing that. And speaking of names, you know, you've got some iconic names on this. I mean, looking at Grace Jones on Ooh La La, Sister Nancy on the French 75. You know, other than just them being complete icons themselves, what do these voices represent? Like, why did you, I mean, is it like a guest list, a dream list kind of a thing?
Yeah, I'm a personal fan. And when I thought about this music, this is a soundtrack to a lifestyle. A lifestyle me and my friends live, and we love to celebrate, we love to party, we love to, you know, host parties and you know, have moments where we're playing music across the diaspora. You know, this album is very Pan-African. It's a love letter to the diaspora, and it was only right to include these strong, powerful voices that soundtrack our parties all the time. You can't go anywhere without hearing Sister Nancy bomb at a party, you know, Patra. You know, these are two Jamaican queens who are strong, who are powerful, who are, you know, who are outliers from where they're from. And I love linking up with other outliers.
It's so fun to hear in those little moments, especially in there, because I don't think I'd looked at the track or I looked at the guest list before I heard it. Then suddenly it's like, I know these voices. And then you've got like, if I read this right, Busby Berkeley helped inspire some of the visuals. Is that right?
I love how you read liner notes.
But seeing like some of those images in the videos, it's like, oh yeah, with the legs and everything like that. Like it felt like if that were true, then yeah, I could see it.
Well, you know, listen, art inspires art.
So what was it about that era that was inspiring, I guess?
What era was that?
Busby,
like the 1960s?
Yeah, I knew it was like in the 50s or 60s in those musical eras.
Well, we shot everything. You're probably talking about how we shot everything on film, 8mm, 16mm. Mm-hmm. And that was important for me, for brown and black folks to have that documented in that way. Because when I go back and I look at the 50s and 60s and I look at what was caught of us on camera, it was a lot of violence against our bodies. And not in this age of pleasure, not today. You know, we are in our joy. You see us in our joy, and that was important. You see us in a safe space. You see us free of police. You see us free of the heaviness that is going on in the world. And, you know, we honor our past, but we also create a future. And as somebody who thinks about the next generation, it's joy. I wanted to document that joy of dancing, that joy of freedom for us, that joy of liberation for us.
I love that. I really do. And it's so much fun to watch all the things. Of course, you know, I say watch it knowing that, you know, you've got this dual career. I mean, more than dual, I should say, but speaking about the film side of it too, and Glass Onion was so good, and seeing De La Resistance, is that your next thing? Is that what we're going to see?
Yeah, Josephine Baker. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, Josephine Baker's spying on Nazis for A24 is a hell of a
Yeah. No, she, I mean, you know, I owe her so much. She's such an incredible, dynamic Black woman who gave so much and was super liberated. She definitely would have been at our parties and we would have been at hers, you know, had we been in the same time frame, period.
I would ask, you know, a little bit further on that, though, knowing it's A24 usually means it's a bit of a heightened level of consciousness or visuals or whatever. What can you tell me about this series? Because it sounds so interesting.
That's pretty. I don't want to say too much, okay. You know, I'm starring in it. And, you know, we'll speak about her as a spy. You know, she spoke five languages. She was, you know, not just a singer, entertainer, actor. Dancer, you know, she was somebody who really, really cared about the community. She was liberated during a time where women, let alone Black women, could behave in that way, you know. And yeah, that's pretty much all. I mean, she owned, I will say her pet cheetah is intriguing to me. So we got to see like how she lived. Like she owned a chateau and a Bugatti and, you know, she was bisexual and she was just super free. Like, talk about like a pioneer or a free ass motherfucker. Like that was her, and seeing her in that era in Paris, and you know, getting to sink my teeth into that role. Like it's going to be a challenge, but in the best possible way.
And we'll be right back right after this.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Janelle Monáe.
You know, I brought up at the beginning the musicality of this and how everything just flows together as, you know, another feels like conceptual piece. I mean, when you were putting the music together, how tricky is that to think like it's got to flow? Like, was that always the concept where it was going to be this one big musical piece as well?
Yeah, like we just got really specific about who we were writing it for. And again, this was made with my friends, by my friends, you know, love letter to us, and centered in joy and celebration. Like I knew I wanted people to take this with them on vacation, or if they couldn't get on a vacation, it would teleport you to one, you know, in your mind and in your spirit, in your heart, listen to it by yourself. Like I got really specific on it, and I knew I didn't want it to be too long. I knew that, you know, it's not about the lengthiness of it. It's about an experience. I always try to take people on experiences with all my album, you know, and this is no different. And so thank you for saying that. I have to give a shout out to Nate Rocket Wonder and to Nana Kwabena and to Sensei Bueno, who all helped me with this project. And of course, you know, you have all the features, the people who came and were a part of it, and the musicians, but it just flowed, man. It just really flowed. And, you know, sometimes you catch the flow and sometimes you don't. And I'm just so happy that people are living with it and owning it like it's theirs, because it is. It is now.
Yeah. Well, it's so much fun. And I appreciate your time talking about it today. Such an honor to get to talk to you. And happy 20th anniversary to the audition, that first release as well. And it's been a hell of a journey with you.
Yeah. Well, we're still, you know, we're still getting started. I feel like I'm reborn, you know. So
right on.
It's so interesting. It's so great to still be doing this and making things and making art and being in my joy, because that's exactly where I am. I'm so joyful right now.
And just for fun, my conversation with Janelle Monáe, that was from 2023. And once again, my thanks to Michaela J. Rodriguez and Ron Funches to talk about season 3 of The Loot on Apple TV Plus. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week anywhere, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With, and please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Alani, Joni Mitchell, Elvis Costello, Blur, Jane's Addiction, Soundgarden, Routine Caffeine, Dave Matthews Band, No Name, Cake, Super Drag, Greg Freeman, Emmy Lou Harris, Carole King, The Last Dinner Party, Rebecca Ferguson, Amy Winehouse, Jalen Naganda, Rainbow Kitten Surprise, Gorillaz, and my interviews with Wyclef Jean, Ziggy Marley, and Natasha Rothwell. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.